from 93.9 FM CICK, located in Smithers, British Columbia. Welcome back to Syrup Moose Radio. That was Siak Hill with Full Moon. And before that, you heard Lacrimose Lamb with Martyr. This is the B-side, the second half of the show. We're going to talk about things that are a little bit more fun, I think. So if you follow me on the social medias and things, you'll know that last week I launched something called Skulk. So we're going to talk about Skulk and why I'm excited about it. So I had the idea for something called Skulk, which is a push together of Skeena, Bulkley Valley, right? And I had thought it would be like a listserv for artists and we could all keep each other in the loop on everything. That didn't quite come together, and that's okay. But I kept the name in my back pocket, and I was trying to think of an idea for a zine, because I think that those are super fun and wanted to try that. And so I combined the two ideas in my head, and we are back with Skulk, which is the first ever zine from themarsh.ca. Skulk celebrates and showcases the diversity of art and culture from across this region of northern British Columbia, and has an open submission policy. You can submit art, poems, short stories, photography, music, collages, painting, whatever, anything you want. That you feel like represents who you are as a creator and a creative person. The only rules are you must reside in the Skeena Bulkley Valley. We'll kind of see how it goes, and if there is some space to broaden that, I might. But for now, you must reside in the Skeena Bulkley Valley. It's a mini zine. It's only like 8 pages, so space is limited. There is absolutely no hate speech, bigotry, illegal material, nothing. And include, you know, a bio about yourself or a link or whatever you want. Include your pronouns. Include information about you. At minimum, please include where you are from in the region, so that I can include that and show where people are coming from. So you can send submissions to me at syrupmooserecords@gmail.com. That is going to be the quickest way to do it. Deadline for the first issue is April 15th, 2026. So you are at time of this airing, like 8 days out. I'm hoping to have a full zine. I've gotten some already, which is very exciting. The plan here, hopefully, is to have everything in by the 15th and release in May, and then see how that goes. And from there, whether it's monthly or something, we'll see. We'll just, it's going to be, we're just playing it by ear for now. But you can go to themarsh.ca/skulk, S-K-U-L-K, and see everything I just shared. And the hope also will be to make them available for free. So if you are interested in carrying these in your business, give me an email or whatever over at, again, syrupmoosrecords@gmail.com. I would really appreciate it. I think it's a very cool idea. I'm very excited about it. The stuff that I've already gotten is very cool and very fun. And I hope you'll join me on this weird little journey. And in the meantime, we are going to check this one out. This song is by Jane Lane called Flowers from Athens. And we'll come back and talk about all the fun things I've done in the last little bit.
Yeah. Christmas. the heroes were born, and from these unions the heroes were born,
Jacob Dragoor with Nephilim, before that Lawful Chaotic with a song in characters that I cannot read, and before that Flowers from Athens by Jane Lane. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Syrup Moose Radio. This is the part of the show where I talk about all the media that I've consumed over the last week. Honestly, I don't have much to talk about other than books, and only three technically we're going to talk about. So I finally finished Incidents Around the House, which I started like last year and had to take back to the library. It's great. It's scary. It's fun. And then today, this morning, actually, I finished Model Home by River Solomon, which is a really interesting take on a haunted house novel. And I'm not going to say anything more about it because you should read it. And it's a very special book and I really liked it. Currently, I am working on three books because I don't know how to stop or self-control. I'm currently reading Horror Movie by Paul Tremblay, which, like Incidents Around the House, I started last year and had to send back to the library, so I'm just going to finish up the latter half of it. Finally started My Heart is a Chainsaw by Stephen Graham Jones, and as I mentioned last week at least, began the read-along of House of Leaves with written by Mark Z. Danielewski. I've just read the introduction, but I'm excited to really sink my teeth into it. If you want to join or you have been reading it, let me know. I'd love to know how it's going for you, what your thoughts are, how you feel about it as you go through. So if you didn't know, beginning April 1st, ending April 30th, my challenge or my read-along was for this book. So just if you can pick it up and read it, that's great. If you want to play along at home, you can join me on Storygraph, storygraph.com/oldcryptid, I believe, or look up the book on Storygraph. I think I'm one of two read-alongs for it that are currently active. The other one that's active is like for the whole year, and then there's mine. So I would love more people to read that book. It's one of my favorites. It's just a really unique and interesting book, and I hope you'll join me in it. And that's honestly, like, that's been the bulk of what I've been up to. I've started replaying Lies of P. I think inspired by the rewatch of Cloudward Ho that my wife and I have been watching on Dropout. It's I've not really been diving headfirst into a lot of stuff. I haven't watched movies in a bit. I've been really enjoying reading, honestly. And working on the next Megafauna album. So that's also very exciting. I said last week that I had something coming up at the end of April. I don't. It's now been moved to May. I'm still waiting for the poster before I announce it formally, but go over to themarsh.ca/live and you'll see that poster when it arrives. I think we're going to just blast through a whole bunch of music. I downloaded too much. I grabbed too much to do a lot of talking over. So we're going to see how much of it I can get in. And come back to come back at the end to say my farewells. This next one I feel like was genetically designed and it was created in a lab to not be played on the radio in terms of its name. So forgive me, I guess. This is Intravenous Femboy Cum with Christ-like Suicide. I have to imagine most of those words are not allowed in most on most radios, and I'm probably skirting a line with it, so I'll not say it again. Check the playlist if you want to catch what I said, and we'll be back in a bit.
You were taken, so mine. from there.